This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis repeated his call for people to get vaccinated, with Colorado hitting its highest levels of COVID-19 hospitalizations since January. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
964 Coloradans were hospitalized with the virus Wednesday. That's 12 lower than the prior day and comes after sharp increases earlier in the week. Polis says the pandemic is still a crisis.
It's certainly not any type of sustained decline. We have a very high rate. And I want to be clear, the people being hospitalized are by and large the unvaccinated.
According to the state's coronavirus dashboard, 78% of those now hospitalized with the virus are unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado has an urgent need for blood donations of any blood type, but especially type O. Brooke Way with Vitalant says there's also a critical need for platelets, the tiny cells that help blood clot.
Platelets have a very short shelf life. It's only about a week's time. So they go very quickly. They don't sit on the shelves. We need regular platelet donors to keep coming in, and then maybe people who have never considered it before to try platelet donation.
Blood drive cancellations forced by COVID precautions continue to impact the blood supply. More than 100 blood drives have been canceled statewide, meaning 3,000 units weren't collected. And eastbound I-70 is currently closed at Silverthorne due to a fatal crash. Highway Patrol is rerouting traffic over Loveland Pass. CDOT says it expects an extended closure. Drivers heading east on I-70 through the mountains should check for updated conditions. You're listening to CPR News. Fort Collins is at 47 degrees with some rain expected throughout the evening.